Alrighty guys, what is going up? I hope you guys are all having a great and a amazing day today. Welcome back to the Carter Farr Show. I hope you guys are all killing it, having a good one, staying green. Also guys, go ahead and like the video, subscribe to my channel, and you guys can listen anywhere. So if you guys are listening on YouTube, you guys can carry where you left off on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys want to listen to it, you guys can. And make sure you guys subscribe and leave me a review. It's greatly appreciated wherever you guys listen to me, because it really lets me know what I can work on and some of the things I do right. It's greatly appreciated, guys. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about Tesla stock. Is it a good time to buy Tesla? That's the biggest thing right now. Tesla is honestly one that we all want to get into, but it's expensive, you know, trading at over $2,000 a share. It's getting expensive. But we're going to be talking about some of the key features you guys need to get into and understand before investing in Tesla. So let's just start off with the stock split. So Tesla is doing a 5-to-1 stock split. Honestly, what that means is by the end of it, you guys are going to end up with about 5 shares total, and each share is going to be about $300. They do this to allow people who are just starting out in investing kind of get into their stock, and it really lets a lot more beginner investors get into it because it's not as expensive. Honestly, what's my thoughts about that? Smart move on Tesla's point. But one thing is, just because they're doing a stock split doesn't change the company and what they do. It doesn't change anything behind it. You know, you have to understand that Tesla is going up at record rates almost every single day, that the stock is either hitting new highs or something's going on with it. You constantly hear Tesla in the stock market, in the news. But just because it's going up so high does not mean you guys should invest. A smart investor understands that when a stock goes up, that is a riskier time for you guys to get into it. So what does that mean? So just because a stock is going up in price, or you know, skyrocketing up, does not mean you guys should get into it. Understand that stocks that are undervalued or fall in price most of the time offer better opportunity in the market. So do I think you guys should invest in Tesla? We'll get to that. Don't worry. But with Tesla, you have to understand their books and their fundamentals behind the company honestly don't make sense for the stock price. I do think that Tesla is the wave of the future, and I do have around 4 shares of the company. I was holding for the break of 1,000. I got in at around 700. Wanted to make some quick money. I knew there was a ton of potential there in the short term, but honestly, I do think that Tesla does have a long-term play in the market, and I do think they are going to have a ton of market share in the electric auto space, which is amazing because everybody is turning to electric vehicles, and they always turn to Tesla. Affordable cars, great products, great company. But the fundamentals behind it, such as profit margin, don't make sense for the valuation at around $300 billion. That's more than GM, Ford, Chrysler, all these other ones combined. So, but I do think they do have a long-term play in the market. So low profit margins. So for each around, this is all an estimate. For every $100 that Tesla brings in as revenue, they keep as profit around $1. I know you might be saying, well, Carter, that's still $1. They have millions and billions of revenue. Well, okay, I get that. Let's go ahead and look at Visa. For every $100 Visa makes, they keep around $52, which is amazing. That's an extremely high profit margin. Apple is around 22%. Walmart is around 3%. So honestly, it's all about, I think margin is super important, because if you guys have low margins, that's not the best for a company. You can still make money if you have enough volume, but it's a lot harder. But with the company being not overvalued, because I don't know if it is. It's extremely hard to say. But one thing that I know for a fact about Tesla is there is a ton of emotion in that stock. In that stock price, with a single tweet that Elon Musk sent out, tank the stock price around 8%. What company, what CEO could do that? Honestly, think about it. It's absolutely crazy. It's nuts. So I do think there is a ton of FOMO with Tesla. So what FOMO is that fear of missing out on opportunity. And I do think that we had this run from really $400 to about $1,000, $1,000 to now $2,000. So now people are like, okay, I missed my chance. I missed my opportunity to get in this stock. I still want to make money. Now, a smart investor would realize, okay, the stock's $2,000. Now, is it a good time to get into it right now? Or should I look for better opportunity elsewhere? Is this stock, you know, volatile? Is this stock overvalued? Is this stock, does this stock match the fundamentals behind it? Me personally, I got in when the fundamentals matched. I did get into it when the margin matched the stock price, when the price to earnings matched. But now these P to E ratios, the price to sales are all jacked up because the stock is $2,000, which is absolutely crazy. And I do think we're going to have some short-term sell-off and some long-term upward. That's just me. So the biggest thing is, should you invest in this company? Here's the way I look at this. With this split, I do think that doesn't change the company. That does not change the company one bit. It makes it easier for people to buy the stock. That's why he did it. He literally said, I'm doing this for employees and investors to be able to afford the stock price. That's what he said, word for word, what he said. So should you invest? If you guys are believers in Tesla, yes. But if you have 10 grand to invest in this company, how should you go about investing it? Should you buy before the split or after? Honestly, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Here's what I would do. I would do what you call dollar cost averaging. So what that means is you go ahead and you say, okay, I have $10,000. I'm going to try to get a good average price over the course of 10 months. So you go ahead and you break that up into a 10-month span, okay? And you invest $1,000 each month for 10 months. What that does is it makes you guys get a good overall stock price. So whether Tesla continues to go up, you guys are going to be making money. If Tesla falls, you guys are going to average your price down lower. So if it just kind of consolidates, that's where you can clean house, because if you're long-term believers in it, then you can get a good average price and just continue to do that. You don't have to do $1,000. You can do $100 or $200 because you're long-term investors in this company. The split doesn't do anything. It makes it easier for people to buy and for people to afford the stock. That's it. Understand that. Now, I do think once we have the split, we'll have some temporary upward gains. People are going to buy the stock, want to get into it, understand that the stock's kind of extremely overvalued right now in the company's life. So honestly, that's what I think about Tesla. I'm a huge believer in it, but we gotta make sure those numbers match, and we got to make sure that we're investing at the right time, making sure the fundamentals are good. I just wish that they had good margins. If they did, it would make it a lot easier for me to say, okay, let's go ahead and put 10 grand, you know, 5 grand into this. But I do have, you know, now I have a couple thousand in, but that's just a little luck, I guess. Alrighty, guys. So that is it, though. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And if you guys did, make sure you guys smash the like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow in another episode. Remember, stay happy, stay positive, and overall, stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.